Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministry, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're doubling up just a little bit today. Amen. Today is our day. We're scheduled to read the book of Micah. Glory to God. But we're also going to read a couple of chapters from Proverbs chapter 29 and 30. Amen. All coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord today because God is God and there is nothing too hard for Him. No matter what your day has been like, no matter what your season has been like, no matter what your life has been like, amen, God is still God and there is still time, amen, for Him to turn it all around. Amen. That He might get the glory out of your life. Amen. The Lord is gracious to us all. His grace covers us. His mercy is still moving. Amen. And He is blessing. Glory to God. He's blessing. He's healing. He is delivering. He's giving strength. Amen. To the weak, He's healing the sick and those that have been afflicted. He is turning it around. Amen. For your good. Bless the name of the Lord today. We just thank Him, hallelujah, and honor Him and give Him praise. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising You, Lord God, for life, health, and for strength. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, Your love, and Your kindness. Thank You, Lord God, for moving every obstacle out of the way, Lord God, so that we can see You and see You clearly, that You are God, and there is no other. All power is in Your hands. You are all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent, all at the same time. Lord God, we give You glory because we acknowledge on today the great I am, the same God that delivered the Israelites with Your mighty hands and with signs and with wonders. You delivered Your people out. The same God, amen, that is moving throughout the earth, the same God that made all things, everything that we see. Glory to God. Your hand, amen, was upon it. The stars in the sky, the sun, amen, it does not fall to the earth and burn us up because You hold them all in place. Lord God, we are in awe of Your presence, Lord God, in awe of Your might, and we glorify Your name on today. We thank You, Lord God, because You are my Elohim, you are my Elohi Tihalati, amen, the God of my life and the God of my praise. Lord, I give You glory, praise, and honor today, Lord Jesus, because everything that You're doing, amen, You are bringing to pass, amen, the glorious destiny that You placed in the lives of each and every one of us. Lord, God, rebuke the spirit of the enemy, Lord, that's come against our purpose, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, because we shall be and do that You have put in our hands to do, Lord God. We are the preachers, the teachers, the evangelists, the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, Lord God, that You called us to be. And we are walking into our destiny even right now. Move, Lord God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy and every ancient evil that has come against our purpose, against our minds, against our lives, against our relationships. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, in the midst of us even today. And bless, Lord God, as we go forward in the Word of God. Open up our minds. Open up our spirits. Open up, Lord God, our hearts to receive of You on today. As we read this Word, bring forth revelation, Lord, directly from Your throne. Teach us that we ought to gain from this today, from these things we read today, from this prayer today, Lord God. Oh, God, help us even right now, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Bless, heal, oh, God, and deliver. Heal our hearts. Heal our minds, Lord God. Heal our understanding. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we bless the name of the Lord God. Amen. Surely, Jesus, You are Lord. You are my salvation and my help. You are my strength. You are my deliverer. You are, oh, God.
And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Lord God, I give you honor and I give you praise. To glorify your name, Lord God, for the things that you've done already and for the things that you are about to do. I give you glory, oh God, because you are the lifter of my head, the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. I glorify the name of the Lord. I glorify the God of my salvation, the God of my help, amen, the God of my strength, the God of my hope, amen, the builder of my faith, hallelujah. I give you glory, oh God. And I honor you, Lord Jesus. I honor you going forward, Lord God, in this time that we're spending before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, and I give glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We do have a little bit of time that we're going to be together for today. Amen. Glory to God. So we're reading from Proverbs chapters 29 and 30 and the book of Micah, and it is 7 chapters. So, yes, it's going to be a little bit of time, but we're going to get through it to the glory of God. We're going to learn, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to move and manifest, amen, whatever is needed in your life and whatever is needed in mine. We give him glory and honor because God is faithful. He's faithful all the time. Even when we are not, he is faithful, and we give him glory. Amen. Amen. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. By transgression, an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. Scholars forget a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hates the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. A servant will not be corrected by mere words, for though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his childhood will have him as a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. The words of Achor, the son of Jacob, his utterance, this man declared in Israel, to Israel and Ukal, surely I am more stupid than any man, and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have
knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended into heaven or descended, who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has bound the waters in a garment, established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Do not malign a servant to be to his master, lest he curse you and you be found guilty. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four, never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and fire never says enough. The eye that mocks its father and scorns obedience to his mother, the raven of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, yes, four which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is perturbed, yes, four it cannot bear up. For a servant when he reigns, a fool when he is filled with food, a hateful woman when she is married, and a servant who succeeds her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in the ranks. The spider skillfully grabs with its hands, and it is in the king's palaces. There are three things which are majestic in pace, yes, four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. A greyhound, a male goat also, and a king whose troops are with him. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand on your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, the wringing the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs 29 and 30. Amen. We are set to read the book of Micah, beginning in chapter 1 through chapter 7. The word of the Lord that came to Michael of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all you peoples, listen, O earth, and all that is in it. Let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of ruins in the field, places for planting a vineyard. I will pour down her stones into the valley, and I will uncover her foundations. All her carved images shall be beaten into pieces, and all her pay as a harlot shall be burned with the fire. All her idols I will lay desolate, for she gathered it from the play of a harlot, and they shall return to the play of a harlot. Therefore I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackals and a mourning like the ostriches. For her wounds are incurable, and it will come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Tell it not at all. In Beth Ephrah, roll yourself in the dust. Pass by in naked shame, you inhabitant of Shephar. The inhabitant of Zenon does not go out. Beth Ezel mourns. Its place to stand is taken away from you. For the inhabitant of Maroth pined for good, but disaster came down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. O inhabitant of Lachish, harness the chariot to the swift steeds. She was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion. From the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you shall give presents to Marasheth Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be allied to the kings of Israel. I will yet bring an heir to you, O inhabitant of Marasha. The glory of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourself bald and cut off your hair because of your precious children. Enlarge your baldness like an eagle, for they shall go from you into captivity. Woe to those who devise iniquity and work out evil on their beds. At morning light they shall practice it, because it is the power of their hand. They covet fields and take them by violence, also houses, and seize them. So they oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against this family I am devising disaster, from which you cannot remove your neck. Nor shall you walk haughtily, for this is an evil time. In that day one shall take up a proverb against you and lament with a bitter lamentation, saying, we are utterly destroyed. He has changed the heritage of my people, how he has removed it from me. To a turncoat he has divided our fields. Therefore you will have no one to determine boundaries by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not prattle, you say to those who prophesy, so they shall not prophesy to you. They shall not return insult for insult. You who are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with a garment for those who trust you as they walk by, like men returned from war. The women of my people you cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children. You have taken away my glory forever. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is defiled, it shall destroy. Yes, with utter destruction. If a man shall walk in a false spirit and speak a lie, saying, I will prophesy to you of wine and drink, even he would be the prattler of this people. I will surely assemble of all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. And I said, hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice, you who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people, flay their skin from them, break their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for the pot, like flesh in the cauldron? Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, because they have been evil in their deeds. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who make my people stray, who chant peace while they chew with their teeth, but who prepare war against him, who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore, you shall have night without vision. You shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. So the seers shall be ashamed, and the diviners abashed. Indeed, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. And truly, I am full of the Spirit of the Lord and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity, who build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with iniquity. Her heads judge for a bribe, her priests teach for pay, and her prophets divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No harm shall come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field. Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountains of the temple like the bare hills of the forest. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow in it. Many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But anyone, everyone, shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame. I will gather the outcast, and those whom I have afflicted, I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation. So the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in your midst? Has your counselor perished? For pangs have seized you like a woman in labor. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in birth pangs. For now you shall go forth from the city. You shall dwell in the field, and to Babylon you shall go. There you shall be delivered. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations have gathered against you, who say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, nor do they understand his counsel. For he will gather them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat into pieces many peoples. I will consecrate their gain to the Lord and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. Now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. But you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace. And when the Assyrians come into our land, and when he treads in our palaces, then we shall rise, raise against him. Seven shepherds and eight princely men. They shall waste with the sword the land of Assyria and the land of Nimrod at its entrances. Thus he shall deliver us from the earth into our land, and when he treads within our borders. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like the dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, that tarry for no man, nor wait for the son of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, a young lion among flocks of sheep, who, if he passes through, both treads down and tears in pieces, and none can deliver. Your hand shall be lifted against your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that I will cut off your horses from your midst and destroy your chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no soothsayers. Your carved images I will also cut off, and your sacred pillars from your midst. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck your wooden images from your midst. Thus I will destroy your cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury on the nations that have not heard. Hear now what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O you mountains, the Lord's complaint, and you strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a complaint against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And how have I wearied you? Testify against me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of bondage. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, the king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Acacia Grove in Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and so walk humbly with your God. The Lord's voice cries to the city. Wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod. Who has appointed it? Are there yet the treasuries of the wicked, of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the short measure that is an abomination? Shall I count pure with those with the wicked scales and with the bag of deceitful weights? For her rich men are full of violence. Her inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore, I will also make you sick by striking you, by making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied. Hunger shall be in your midst. You may carry some away, but shall not save them. And what you do rescue, I will give over to the sword. You shall sow but not reap. You shall tread the olives but not anoint yourself with oil, and make sweet wine but not drink wine. From the statues of Omri are kept. For the statues of Omri are kept, and all the work of Ahab's house are done. And you walk in their counsels, that I may make you a desolation and your inhabitants a hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. Woe is me, for I am like those who gather summer fruits, like those who glean vintage grapes. There is no cluster to eat of the first ripe fruit which my soul desires. The faithful man has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net, that they may successfully do evil with both hands. The prince ask for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desires. So they scheme together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchmen and your punishment comes. Now shall be their perplexity. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard your doors, the doors of your mouth, from her who lies in your bosom. For son dishonors father. Daughters rise against her mother. Daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men in his own household. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy, when I fall. I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pleads my case and executes justice for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Then she who is my enemy will see, and shame will cover her, who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her. Now she will be trampled down like mud in the streets. In the day when your walls are to be built, in that day the decree shall go far and wide. In that day they shall come to you from Assyria and the fortified cities, from the fortresses in the river, from the sea to sea, and mountain to mountain. Yet the land shall be desolate because of those who dwelt in it, and for the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitarily in a woodland in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and in Gilead in days of old. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them wonders. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall put their hand over their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall crawl from their holes like snakes of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. I have read, and you have heard, from Proverbs chapters 29 and 30 and Micah in its entirety, chapters 1 through 7. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I thank the Lord. I praise God on today that his mercy, hallelujah, reigns. I thank the Lord that his anger does not last forever. He does get angry with us, and he allows things to happen to realign us back into our place. I praise God today that his compassion, amen, it will come again. He doesn't hold on to his anger forever because he loves us with an everlasting love, and his compassion and his grace, it upholds us. Amen. That's why Jesus came. That is why he formed a body through 40 and two generations. And he came down himself because there was no perfect sacrifice. Because sin could not be abolished by the sacrifice of animals. But that was a foreshadowing of that was to come to pass. Amen. The Lord himself wrapped himself and then dwelt among us. Born of a woman and of the Spirit of God Almighty, a miracle took place. And the God of the universe wrapped himself in flesh. Amen. And he became fully God and fully man. He dwelled on the earth, and he had like passions just as we do. He felt the way that we do. He was hungry like we're hungry. He needed to sleep like we need to sleep. He loved in the way that we love. He understood. Amen. He saw. He felt. Amen. He is our deliverer. He took upon himself, on himself, the God of God. He took upon himself every sin that we have ever committed and ever could commit. He thrust him upon himself as he was being crucified at Golgotha, crucified in the place of the skull, cursed. For cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. He took the curse of death, hell, and the grave upon himself. He felt every separation, every pain of sin, every result that sin causes in our life. He thrust it upon himself in that moment. I want you to understand how significant that moment was, because the moment that the impact of all of our sin was thrust upon him, there was a separation because sin from the living God. He was separated from the Father in that moment. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then he hung his head and he died for you and for me, for our sins, because our sins separate us from God. It always had. Amen. The Lord warned them in the garden that if they disobeyed him, if they ate of that tree, they would surely die, and they surely did. In that moment, their physical bodies begin to decay, and their spiritual life, they died. They were separated from God. The two, amen, that was in sync with the Lord and had a reciprocal relationship with him and had bonded with the Lord, they were then separated because sin, death, hell, had come into the garden. They were removed from the garden, and they had children, and their children had children, and their children had children, and their children had children, and the earth was plenteous and full of people and full of sin. And we destroyed each other, and we destroyed nations, and we destroyed our relationship with God, and we got further and further away as more and more sin came upon us. We started to think that evil was good, that evil was good and that good was evil, because we were so far from God. That's what sin does. It separates. That's what death does. Death is always separation. And Jesus, when he died, he felt the separation that we feel. Amen. He felt that separation. Again, hallelujah. 3 days later, he rose with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He rose into the newness of life, and he paved the way. He paved the way for us, amen, to be redeemed, our alienated relationships to be healed and to be renewed, and for us to again be in that place where we were always intended in right relationship with the God of the universe that only comes through Christ. He is our salvation. He is our hope. He is the only healer, the only means of salvation. He is our deliverer. Amen. And today is the day of salvation. Thank the Lord, his anger against us isn't forever, that he delights in mercy and that his compassion and his grace is here. I thank him because salvation is today, and all you have to do, all we have to do is repent. Turn away from those things and turn to God. Ask him to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Call on his name is Jesus, and he will come, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah prophesied it in the Old Testament. Jesus brought it to pass in the New, and he's still doing it. Even right now, amen, we give glory and honor to the Lord. Say yes, amen, call upon his name. He will come. Hallelujah. And he will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Great and mighty things that you knew not of. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through the word. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Continue with me through a year in the word. Amen.